Broadcasting live from the Goggin Cold Hall Studios.
One-on-one with Greg Pogue, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel. Live from Bongo Java at Omni Nashville. For the next hour, one-on-one with Greg Pogue gets up close and personal with those making the news and those reporting it. Also brought to you by the Southern Steak and Oyster, Gary Force Acura, the Nashville Predators, Toots Restaurants, and Flat Rock Coffee, Tea, and more. Now, Greg Pogue.
Welcome in hour number two of the Saturday morning broadcast, Block 101 with Greg Pogue, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel. Bongo Java is where we are. Jonathan Najjar, he is producing back in the Goggin Cold Hall Studios. Crazy Charlie on location. And my guest, welcoming back to the show. You've done this several times. Butch Spiridon, president and CEO of the Nashville Convention and Visitors Corporation since 1991. Hello, Butch.
Morning. Breakfast with Greg.
Anything going on in your life?
It's a slow time, winter, you know, spring, summer hadn't really kicked in yet, so it's a little slow.
What's going to happen this week? Please.
We're going to have some fun.
The NFL draft comes to town. We haven't seen anything like this. Now, I mean, CMA, I'll give it to you. Bonnaroo's down, you know, Manchester.
Yeah, I would. First, you can't take anything away from the big events that we all do. They are spectacular and first class. This is just on another level. That's why you only do it once. But just the production that's gone on for the last 3 weeks is mind-blowing. I thought we've done some big stuff, but I've never seen anything like this.
I saw a tweet from NASA that they can actually see the stage from space.
If they can't yet, when they light up the LED screens on that stage, for sure there's going to be some warnings at NASA.
I want to go back to the genesis of all of this. When did the NFL draft come on your radar as a possibility?
Well, as a dream back in 2011. So
the first year they took it out of Madison Square, out of New York?
No.
While it was still there?
They had never talked about it. And I asked the Titans when we went up and asked them to move it. Told them they should move it here. Of course, they thought we were crazy. But
yeah.
A couple of years later, it led to they chummed a little bit and asked some cities who were interested. We said we still were. Then they didn't move. And then when they went to Chicago, we said we want a bid. And they said we're talking to L.A. and Chicago. That's okay. We want a bid. And then they finally went, we're going to move it. I always say we got in the conversation, but I really worked hard to get in before they formalized the bid process. And I missed. Did not get that cut off. And the bid was pretty hard. It was, I'd use the term onerous. It's the only big word I know. But
for a Vanderbilt guy, you'd think you'd know more.
But it's been a while since I went there. And maybe I cut a couple classes.
Yeah, so. Big word class. You get that class?
I'll cut that for sure.
It takes a village. And so let's lay the main players out. Certainly Amy Adams, Strunk, and the Titans. You've got to have that, right?
If you don't have them, you don't bid. So, absolutely. They've been over the top. I mean, I knew they were on board, but on every level. They've written checks. They have hosted events. They have advocated. They have just been over backwards at the stadium, from Amy to Steve Underwood, Burke Nihil, Stuart Spears, Mike Keith. I could go on and on. They have been incredible.
Metro's got to be involved, you think?
Metro has outkicked their coverage as well. Metro PD. Superstars, rock stars, can't say enough. And really up to the challenge, not just like begrudgingly. They're like, let's do this, and we're prepared if it grows. We can handle bigger. So they take some pride in that, in public works, parks, mayor's office. Contrary to a lot of the speculatory rumors and hate out there.
Speculatory rumors.
Yeah. That's the best I can give them.
That's
they're not just rumors. It's almost and they're not speculation.
It's almost an oxymoron.
Intended. Uh-huh. So it's a rare time that I used a couple words like that that shouldn't go together, but I meant it. But everybody's been engaged, and as you do a normal event, you're communicating about everything. But I would say, and this touches on that subject I don't want to touch on, when we do July 4th, New Year's Eve, CMA, the appropriate people from the metro departments are all engaged, but we don't run to the mayor with everything. Just like we don't run to every department, we're assigned a job and we go do it.
I've got a really good quote for you that I'm going to quote. That's your quote. I hope it's accurate because I'm going to read it to you.
We'll find out.
But I think it's sort of your philosophy about that. Before the bid was granted to Nashville, they had seen, 25,000-30,000 people show up downtown for a uniform release.
Glorified fashion show.
Yeah, absolutely. And they had seen what the Stanley Cup throngs downtown outside of the arena. Right.
We sent a photo the morning after Game 6 from the roof of Tootsie's to Peter O'Reilly, who's over all events at the NFL, and just said, "We're practicing for you."
Yeah.
That was when we were early in the bid process. But
You'd already knocked it out of the park with the NHL All-Star game.
New Year's Eve, July 4th. You know, our experience is our calling card these days. And I would say our, that's Nashville's. We're a good event town. We know how to do them right. We know how to do it safe. And we know how to make them unique to our town.
Your quote, and I think it's the Nashville Business Journal. If not, I apologize who it's. This is Butch Spiridon, my guest this morning. He is, and I've got it memorized, the president and CEO of the Nashville Convention and Visitors Corporation since 1991. We'll get to blaming you for the Pedal Taverns here in a little while. But I saw something different. They've got a hot tub now on the back of a wagon now.
I saw it.
Okay.
Let me go ahead and get this out there, and you can ask me again. We don't recruit. Nor do we license those vehicles that are on the street.
I know.
So I get the blame for it, which is fine, but we had nothing to do with it, and I'm just as shocked as everybody else.
Hey, I had a good, intelligent conversation going on, and then I had to bring up the dang hot tub on a trailer. All right, this is you. We've been rehearsing for the NFL, and I believe the draft is a rehearsal for the World Cup. This is what you told the Rotary Club of Nashville at a recent speech. We're going to take this to the next level until somebody says, quote, within a quote, stop, don't bring any more events here. We don't want any more visitors. I'm not going to apologize for doing my job. We have a really good shot at hosting the World Cup, and if you think the NFL is tough, wait until you deal with FIFA, end quote. That was your quote.
Could I correct that?
Well, it's not, no.
It's I remember.
Yeah, but
it was the day after Cherry Gate, so
I hadn't even brought up Cherry Gate yet.
I know, sorry.
No, we'll get to that. Trust me.
So yeah, it was the day after a really long weekend, and if I could have canceled on Rotary, I would have. But it had been booked for months. But yeah, also it was a time to say, look, I'm not going to apologize on behalf of our organization for doing our job. You know, we've gotten pretty good at it. I say that as a collective we. Until somebody tells me to stop, what am I supposed to do? And I like world-class events. I like outkicking our coverage. I like putting Nashville on a pedestal. We deserve it.
But the point is that each step along the way has prepared you to get the next big one, obviously the World Cup out there and whenever they decide with that. But I would be surprised if, you know, what CONCACAF is doing now with it's the one of the two semifinals
we
are
have,
here.
And we have the U.S. men in our bracket.
Right.
So we could have our first true competitive major soccer game.
International.
July
right.
3rd. I'm pumped up about it.
Yep.
And they've seen what we can do. It's that, I don't know how to describe it, but, you know, I look to get to the point where I don't think you do everything at all costs. And I know I get accused of that. But what you want to do is be in the position where it's our choice. Not let it be somebody saying Nashville can't. Yeah, we can. Now let's decide if we want to. That's a fair question. Do we want to do a World Cup game? You know, I do, but does the city want that? Big difference in being included in the conversation or invited to the dance and being left on the sideline repeatedly, which is where we were 10 years ago, 15 years ago. Now, we're not a surprise, and this draft awarding probably was that turning point, because I was listening to people down in Dallas at the draft say, maybe in a few years, but Nashville's not going to get this. And I kind of knew at that point that we were probably at 70-80% shot. So I'm listening to people a month before they award it to us sit there and say, we don't have a shot. And I just keep my mouth shut, keep shoveling. So it's that. But now they're not saying that anymore. When you beat out cities like Vegas, make it our choice.
Oh, I had an idea. I think, what was it, in Baltimore, wherever they were, where they had the, zip line? I wanted to set the stage where it is, at the end of Lower Broadway, okay? And, you know, we got that, you know, it's going to be throngs all the way up Broadway and out each of the little corridors going each way. And I want, at 8th, right over here at 8th, up above the arena,
8th to 1st.
I want a zip line. Whoever's drafted the draft pick, he gets on the zip line and he zips and he comes down to the stage over the throng of the crowd and he lands. What?
I like it. I gotta say, I like it.
You know, and
they are hanging 5 blocks of fly cam on Lower Broad.
Now, what is that?
That's like Monday Night Football when the camera's over the stadium.
Yeah.
So a camera will run for 5 blocks up and down Broadway. So maybe we'll chase the player as he walks.
Butch Spiridon is with us. He is the president and CEO of the Nashville Visitors and Convention and Visitors Corporation. How do you answer your critics who say you just gave it away? You gave the keys away. You just, hey, NFL, come do whatever you want to do. You've heard that.
I've heard it. What's a good, safe radio word? Balderdash? Crap? It's just not true. First of all, they had a bid. They had an RFP. I said it was onerous. Here's what we need. But we responded to it on our terms. Then we met. We made mutual adjustments. When we didn't like something they wanted to shove down our throats, we pushed back, and they adjusted. It's been that way the whole time. I expected maybe a heavier-handed approach from the Shield. Didn't get it. They're good. They know what they're doing. They're spending way more money than we are. We're not spending any general fund money. We raised $2 million from the private sector. But I do the same thing. When we produce New Year's Eve or July 4th, I ask for a lot. I won't get it all. So any event producer is going to push, and you respect your product, you respect where you're working, and you find compromise. And I would defend them. I'm not some giddy, you know, Klingon that's all excited, ooh, look, the NFL. I respect them.
Klingon, like on Star Trek?
Yeah.
Or a Klinger?
Cling to their both. I think they respect us.
Yeah. And I'm going to get to it, and we'll take a break and not get back to it again. The cherry trees along First became the metaphor, and it wasn't as well, I guess, maybe not for everybody. I guess there were arborists and those who, oh, okay, fine. And then I looked down 440 and they're taking about 1,000 trees off the middle of 440. No one said a thing about that because they want that thing widened. So, hey, get rid of the trees and widen 440.
The trees aren't important.
They're not important over there. But it became in almost a metaphor for the heavy-handedness, if you will.
Which was false.
Yeah. But you just talked that – you spoke to the Rotary Club the day after that. You were in – how would you describe it? I'm going to describe it as – because I don't think it was damage. I think it was in PR. You did a good job of getting out ahead of the story.
Well, thanks. I mean, obviously when it started seeping out Friday night, Saturday morning, we saw it and we went, okay, we know where this is going, and – step in front of the train. So it felt like we tried to do that. We were definitely in the line of fire. It was not done in secrecy. I read an article from the Nashville Scene this morning where they're still trying this double secret. On March 18th, I did an interview in Channel 2 and said, we're going to need to remove and replace some trees. So on the 6 o'clock news, in mid-March, I'm talking about it, wasn't a story. Then all of a sudden it became this, born supremacy type movie where espionage and theater were at play. The park horticulturalist signed off on everything. The city has a forestry committee, public works, planning, codes, parks. They all talked about it. They thought this could be a help. The irony of there were 6 empty tree spots on First Avenue that they didn't have money for trees, and 4 dead trees in that. So the irony, we took the 10 and moved them about 50 or 100 feet and filled in the blank spots. But nobody cared about them before now, which is kind of good. You know, we said we were wrong. We could have handled it better without question. But wasn't a conspiracy. The NFL didn't bribe and underhanded bully their way in. We went through the right processes, and we could have come up with a better answer. And at the end of the day, we got a way better answer. So, and I took an ass whipping.
Well, I'm going to help you with that, all right? Butch Spiridon, he's president and CEO of the Nashville Convention and Visitors Corporation. He's our guest here, 101 with Greg Pogue. Let me tell you about Toots down in Rutherford County, 3 locations of Toots. Actually, they're adding a 4th one. It's just a great place to go. There's one, the main one there. It's been there 30-plus years on Northwest Broad Street. There's one out in my neck of the woods, Sam Ridley Parkway there in Smyrna, South Church Street. They're building a new one in the Blackman area as well. And I always lead with the wings because they've never been frozen, and they're the true buffalo style, you know, where they flash fry them, get you that crunchiness, and the sauces. I mean, you can go any direction or not if you like. Honey barbecue, mild garlic, Cajun dry rub, medium. Hot barbecue, hot garlic, Nashville hot, and I'm blaming Nashville hot on you too. It's your fault. Napalm. Your favorite, napalm. So, actually, it's really not that hot. But coming down here is...
Can you call in an order now?
Sure. They open at 11, but we'll get them
early.
Yeah. Well, and here's a bottle of... We don't give out Rolexes, but there's a bottle of Toots hot wing sauce for you.
As long as it's not napalm, I'm good.
No. It's sealed too, so I haven't tampered with it. So, Butch Spiridon is our guest. Going to get to a lot of different things with Butch here this morning. 101 with Greg Pogue, Nashville Sports Radio.
Inner Zen Outer Beauty, located on the 4th floor of Omni Nashville Hotel, Makara Salon and Spa offers a full-service spa experience. Relax in the luxury of the signature Makara Spa as you're pampered with an ultimate spa experience. Treat yourself to everything from a soothing facial to full salon services in the heart of downtown Nashville. To make an appointment, call 615-761-3600 or visit the Makara Spa on the Omni Nashville website. As always, valet is complimentary, and any service booked Monday through Thursday grants you full access to our rooftop pool and bar.
In the heart of downtown Nashville, the Southern Steak and Oyster is a unique and animated eatery that offers an authentically Southern adventure with a twist. Whether it be breakfast, lunch, dinner, weekend brunch, the Southern Steak and Oyster has a variety of dining experiences. Visit thesouthernnashville.com to peruse menus, make reservations, purchase unique products, or book business and private parties. Located at 153rd Avenue South, the Southern Steak and Oyster offers free valet or validated self-park. Give the Southern Steak and Oyster a call at 615-724-1762 or visit thesouthernnashville.com.
The Smashville app is your key to all things Nashville Predators. From game day stats and videos to rosters, promotion redemption, and contest information, the Smashville app has all the information Pred fans need this season. Make sure to download the official Smashville app in the Apple App Store or Google Play for access to exclusive game day content, promotions, and easy access to Nashville Predators information. Visit NashvillePredators.com/app for more.
Flat Rock Coffee, Tea, and More, located at 2640 Nolensville Pike, serves fine coffee and tea, locally brewed beer from Black Abbey Brewing Company, as well as fresh prepared food. Large groups are welcome for meetings or parties. They accommodate groups of 2 to 40. Call ahead to reserve your space. Follow them on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram, or visit the web at flatrockcoffee.com. That's Flat Rock Coffee, Tea, and More, where neighbors come together. 2640 Nolensville Pike. Visit flatrockcoffee.com.
Hello, I'm Tom Hodges of Goggin Cold Hall, a regional refrigerated company that operates within a 500-mile radius of our home in Smyrna, Tennessee. We're seeking professional drivers to join our family-owned business. Our number one priority of serving our customers is by taking care of our employees first. With a $1,000 sign-on bonus plus a driver referral program, Goggin Cold Hall offers an excellent benefit package with a 401k retirement plan, paid vacations and holidays, insurance options, and a competitive pay structure that includes weekly, monthly, and quarterly bonuses. No Northeast travel, no touch freight, and with our late model Freightliner and Kenworth equipment, we promise to treat you in a first-class manner. If you're interested in joining our family at Goggin Cold Hall, please visit www.goggincold.com. That's www.goggincold.com or call us at 931-225-3873. That's Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town.
With more than 15,000 apartments, you know that Freeman Webb Apartment Communities must be managed with expertise by professionals who care about the quality of your residence with upkeep, cleanliness, and safety. Each community enjoys caring on-site property managers and constant communication with the home office. 7 day a week, round-the-clock emergency service, ongoing preventative maintenance, timely response to residents' requests. You'll find each of these well-managed apartments offers a unique style that makes it not just a place to live, but a place you comfortably can call home. For more information, visit freemanweb.com. That's freemanweb.com.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on The Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Martin Truex Jr. has finally broken through. He is now a NASCAR Cup Series short track winner. I know, it's hard to believe, right? Up next, we have an off weekend in NASCAR. Then it's on to Talladega Super Speedway. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, this is Martin Truex Jr., and I get my NASCAR news on The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
Every single weekday right here.
It's 101 with Greg Pogue, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel, Bongo Java, Crazy Charlie producing on site, Jonathan Najjar. He is back in the Goggin Cold Hall studios at Metro Center. Our guest, Butch Spirit, and President, CEO of the Nashville Convention and Visitors Corporation since 1991. I want you to look to your left, my right, the Music City Center.
Well, I thought you were talking about my bride.
Your lovely Sunny. Wife?
It's here with me.
She is, yeah. Now, easily, okay, easily the better half.
Beyond.
I didn't you use the term outkick the coverage a minute ago?
Yes.
Okay, that applies to this as well.
Yes.
All right. Now, let's look further to the left. Okay. The Music City Center. Game changer?
Without question.
Yeah. And now they're already wanting to expand it even more.
Well,
I understand they stroked a $10 million check to help out the Metro budget.
Well, that's what I was going to say. The critics in the fight to approve it, nobody will come. Nashville's not a destination. Conventions are dying, and the city will have to bail it out. you just hit the nail on the head. I don't want to say the center is bailing out the city, but a $10 million check to Metro is a pretty
just out of nice surplus, check. Right? Just yeah,
surplus. So it is very solvent, very successful, and they have budgeted some money to do a year looking at an expansion plan down the road. Nothing imminent, but it's that busy and that successful. So home run, grand slam, overwhelming success. If our Predators can play today as well as the center has performed, we'll be up 3-2.
We'll get to that. I've got a great week for you. Yeah, we want we would like to get this thing over in six, right?
Yes, we would.
You know, now, because that's our options, not even risk. But game seven, Wednesday night.
I'm aware.
You know where I'm headed.
I do.
The first round of the NFL draft, Thursday night. Friday, rounds, what, two and three and four?
Round two could start.
Right. Friday.
I'm hoping that would become a Sunday event.
What? What, a Sunday event for what?
Game one of round two.
Okay, I'm talking about round two of the draft.
Game seven would be Wednesday.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so Thursday, the first round. Friday, maybe a game one, probably not.
Hopefully not.
Not Saturday, because
no, Saturday,
you got Jimmy Buffett.
We got a Buffett concert.
You got Dierks Bentley at the other end of the part of Lower Broad. You've got the Rock and Roll Marathon, which I think is the second largest in the country.
Probably third outside of New York and Boston.
Don't let facts get in the way of a good story Butch. Okay. No, yeah, somebody will listen and beat you up on Twitter.
Yeah,
so
that's where I'm going. I'm paranoid these days.
And then a possible game one Sunday if the Preds, let's hope they advance. That's nothing.
Yeah, and you know, when I know people think we don't think about it, but we do. The marathon and the draft were intentional. Each one helped the other profile-wise. So we did that. We talked to the Preds early on about not having a game on Thursday night for round one of the draft, and they were, that makes sense. We don't need to compete with each other. We're the people that produce the watch parties for the Preds, so we understand the extra burden. We do the heavy lifting on that, but police are prepared, public works are prepared. It almost fuels the excitement and energy of the people that have to do the work. Since pride grows, then, yeah, everybody's tired. Occasionally somebody might get a little cranky. But if you're worried about traffic, be the people in the trenches getting cold, getting wet, getting hot, getting dirty, losing sleep. You know, those are the people that have a right to complain, and they're not police, public works. Some of our team, some of the Titans, Preds. It's cool for the city. Look at what the potential we have going on.
The Music City Center, it looks like it's going to ask for some more. And let me ask, how close are we room-wise to being where we need to be?
I think we're there.
Okay.
There's 31,000 rooms in Davidson County now. And another 5,000 under construction. I think when the dust clears, there'll be about 40,000 rooms in the city.
Is that enough?
Yeah.
Is it enough for a Super Bowl?
Oh, we're already past that.
Okay.
Yeah. We have the quality. We had enough rooms for them, but we didn't really have the higher end, the quality rooms they wanted. We've passed that mark. Air service. You know, the city's teed up. Stadium and weather are the two wild cards on that subject.
Well, the stadium, and I've just there in recent reports, there's some forward momentum. I mean, you know, that was a 30-year deal comes due 2028, that's 9 years.
The conversation's got to take place over the next 2 years to figure out what and when. You know, we don't need to spend any money. We don't need to do anything over the next couple of years, but that kind of directionally, we got to get on the same page.
Where is the Super Bowl potential in that right now? Is it more than a pipe dream?
I think nothing's out of the question anymore. I know the league is leaning towards finding five or six cities and staying there, warm weather, mostly indoor, exception of Miami or L.A. But, you know, they've used the carrot of a Super Bowl with major renovations or new builds. I don't know that that goes away, but I think they do that less. But weather and stadium. So but after this week with the NFL, they can't not look at us and go, it would work well there. And we have all the pieces other than how's the temperature and condition of the stadium.
MLS. Not, what would that, will be 2021, it looks like?
Well, 20, they'll start playing at Nissan.
2020 in Nissan, 2021 at the new complex out at the fairgrounds.
Hopefully. They may be 22, okay, depending on when they get it done. But 1 or 2 years at Nissan.
And I just read yesterday that the MLS is expanding to Sacramento and one other. Remember, I saw two more cities that are coming online with MLS. What, you know, and I will not poo-poo that. I didn't poo-poo hockey when it came here because it was a non-traditional. I mean, especially soccer now, the international flavor and certainly the demographic diversity of our city, I think that's going to be.
I've been shocked at every step of the way on turnout for major exhibitions, friendlies. I mean, we put, 56,000 for the Tottenham Man City game 2 years ago. Who would have, a meaningless game. They came out. I think we'll set a new record with the Gold Cup semifinal. So soccer's here to stay. And we should be hosting an MLS championship game in a few years.
And while we're going around the horn, first Tennessee ballpark for the Sounds, 5 years old.
That's crazy.
When we had Jeff M on, the play-by-play announcer, we were talking about it, and I looked at it, 5 years.
I wouldn't have guessed that.
No, I remember that when they had that ground thing in that tent, and it was like 2 degrees outside.
I skipped.
Yeah. Oh, nah.
It was too cold.
You had already done all the work, but it's just the forward momentum of this city.
It goes back to what we were saying earlier. We can do whatever we want. We don't need to listen to the critics of Nashville camp. Deciding what and when we want to do it's fine, but quit underestimating us. We're a darn good city. I'm trying to clean up my language.
That's fine.
I don't say darn very often. That's good.
That's good. I was proud of you there. Yeah. You're behaving in front of your beautiful bride over there. Well, anyway,
she always makes me better. Yeah.
Well, that's a full-time job, isn't it? I want to tell you about Toots one more time. Sometimes you just got to have a burger, okay? I'm just telling you. Sometimes you just got to have a burger.
And a burger and wings are okay.
Well, okay, but there's a theme here. Never frozen. They hand patty them out daily, and they are 8 ounces. That's their standard. You don't get anything. 8 ounces. They got the Toots burger, the avocado Southwest. They put avocado on a piece of rock, and it tastes good.
It's
healthy anyway. Black and blue burger, Mexican sombrero burger, classic half-pound burger, great salads, the peel and eat shrimp. They got a great Captain's Jack seafood pasta salad.
You sound like you've been there.
Oh, yeah. I've done this spot three times every Saturday morning for the last 5 years. So, yeah, I've got it memorized. And there's something coming up that you participate in before as a guest on here. I'm going to see how much you remember. The baskets, they got chicken fingers, of course, catfish, fried oysters, shrimp, clam, and frog legs. Now, I'm going to ask you a question, and I've done this with you before. There's the immediate response, and there's the right answer. They're different. All right, what do frog legs taste like?
Chicken.
Frog legs. You know there's only been 3 people. Even did I tell him not to say the first thing?
Oh, I thought you wanted me to do both answers.
No, I wanted you to give the correct answer. You knew what I was trying to do, didn't you?
Frog legs.
Frog legs. They taste like frog legs. There's only been three people to ever get that right. John Robinson, the general manager of the Titans. Dana Ford, the former TSU coach now at Missouri State, who last night called me and said he wanted to come to the Cardinals game Monday. But anyway, and who was the other one, Charlie? There was one more. I can't remember the third one, but you weren't it. All right, let's take a break. We're going to get some things, opinions about some things that didn't happen, including mass transit and a few other things with Butch Spiridon. And I don't want to get you cursing, but anyway, President and CEO of the Nashville Convention and Visitors Corporation. 101 with Greg Pogue right here, Nashville Sports Radio.
I'm Eric O'Prun, Managing Director of the Omni Nashville Hotel. I want to personally invite you to experience the local flavor of Music City at our award-winning property. From our one-of-a-kind culinary outlet to the ultimate luxury of our full-service Mokara Spa, Omni Nashville offers something for everyone. Whether it's the Biscuit Bar in our Southern-inspired Kitchen Notes restaurant or our upscale Honky Tonk bar lines, or if you prefer a romantic dinner, visit Bob's Steak and Chop House. Come on down and see us at 250 Fifth Avenue South, located in the heart of the SoBro District.
In the heart of downtown Nashville, the Southern Steak and Oyster is a unique and animated eatery that offers an authentically Southern adventure with a twist. Whether it be breakfast, lunch, dinner, weekend brunch, the Southern Steak and Oyster has a variety of dining experiences. Visit thesouthernnashville.com to peruse menus, make reservations, purchase unique products, or book business and private parties. Located at 153rd Avenue South, the Southern Steak and Oyster offers free valet or validated self-parking. Give the Southern Steak and Oyster a call at 615-724-1762 or visit thesouthernnashville.com.
With more than 15,000 apartments, you know that Freeman Webb apartment communities must be managed with expertise by professionals who care about the quality of your residence with upkeep, cleanliness, and safety. Each community enjoys caring on-site property managers and constant communication with the home office. 7 day a week, round-the-clock emergency service, ongoing preventative maintenance, timely response to residents' requests. You'll find each of these well-managed apartments offers a unique style that makes it not just a place to live, but a place you comfortably can call home. For more information, visit FreemanWebb.com. That's FreemanWebb.com.
Hello, I'm Tom Hodges of Goggin Cold Hall, a regional refrigerated company that operates within a 500-mile radius of our home in Smyrna, Tennessee. We're seeking professional drivers to join our family-owned business. Our number one priority of serving our customers is by taking care of our employees first. With a $1,000 sign-on bonus plus a driver referral program, Goggin Cold Hall offers an excellent benefit package with a 401k retirement plan, paid vacations and holidays, insurance options, and a competitive pay structure that includes weekly, monthly, and quarterly bonuses. No Northeast travel, no touch freight, and with our late model Freightliner and Kenworth equipment, we promise to treat you in a first-class manner. If you're interested in joining our family at Goggin Cold Hall, please visit www.goggincold.com. That's www.goggincold.com or call us at 931-225-3873. That's Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town.
The Smashville app is your key to all things Nashville Predators. From game day stats and videos to rosters, promotion redemption, and contest information, the Smashville app has all the information Pred fans need this season. Make sure to download the official Smashville app in the Apple App Store or Google Play for access to exclusive game day content, promotions, and easy access to Nashville Predators information. Visit NashvillePredators.com/app for more.
Flat Rock Coffee, Tea, and More, located at 2640 Nolensville Pike, serves fine coffee and tea, locally brewed beer from Black Abbey Brewing Company, as well as fresh prepared food. Large groups are welcome from meetings or parties. They accommodate groups of 2 to 40. Call ahead to reserve your space. Follow them on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram, or visit the web at flatrockcoffee.com. That's Flat Rock Coffee, Tea, and More, where neighbors come together. 2640 Nolensville Pike. Visit flatrockcoffee.com.
Against all better judgment, Nashville Sports Radio presents Redneck Nation Radio. Captain Crazy Charlie and the Renegades of Puck talk Nashville Predators hockey every game day at 5 a.m. Check them out online at PredneckNation.com or on Twitter at Predneck Nation. That's Predneck Nation Radio every game day morning at 5 right here on the station for hockey trench warfare, Nashville Sports Radio.
101 with Greg Pogue, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel here at Bongo Java. Got Braves baseball around 3 o'clock this afternoon, and Vanderbilt baseball, your alma mater down at Alabama. You can listen to that at 8 o'clock tonight. Joe Fisher on the call. It's on SEC Network. Yeah,
anchor down.
Yeah. Tim Corbin.
Thank God for Tim Corbin.
You know, we have Tim on the show every Thursday morning on the Big Joe and our show. And, of course, he had said after that lost Sunday he should be fired. So did you see that?
I did.
And so I asked him what it felt like to be on the hot seat. Over.
Yeah, that's the worst hot seat he's been on.
You think?
I don't have any sympathy for him.
Yeah.
I got a hot seat he can borrow.
Where did it – and I really think your embracing of the music component – of the Music City. It had always been there. Sometimes we had Vince on yesterday and talking about how sometimes the negative stereotypes of country music, you know, around internationally or worldwide, but you spun it the other way around and made it a huge asset that you built everything. Sort of the foundation of what you did.
Without question, we were, say, kind of dead in the water. We looked around and had to make the case for music was the best way out and up. The people that were, no, music holds us back. We just said, you know, we're not using it right. There's such a great story. And it was important not to push country down, but raise the other activities up. And we, the country music industry was involved with us. And it was, if we explain what's going on here, and well, Sonny and I both say it all the time, two kinds of music, good and bad. Get out of the genre snob business. And it took a life of its own. We started that in 2004 of really pushing it. And the draft is a great example. 20 bands, every genre, all but one of the acts live here. And the one that we kind of reached was raised at Fort Campbell.
Do you have that list?
It's on the NFL Fan Mobile Pass.
Okay.
Or our visitmusiccity.com website.
All right, good.
But Americana, pop, rock, country, gospel, hip-hop, R&B.
Jazz.
Jazz. You're going to hear a little bit of everything. And that's the way it should be. But, you know, we put Nashville on stage with the NFL and with the draft. They even have a house band between picks this year. They've never done that, but we sold
a house band
between
between picks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, whose idea was that?
I'd say it came out of the branding community.
That one's a good one, Butch. Y'all take credit for that one. You know,
well, we're just glad they finally said yes.
How important was the television show Nashville?
I answer it two ways. First, we were on a pretty good roll when it came along, because a lot of people like, oh, you got lucky, or oh, Nashville's successful because of this year. Show didn't come here because they felt sorry for us. You know, they weren't looking for a dead-in-the-water town. So we were on about a four-year run, but it strengthened what we were doing. It was a huge asset, and in particularly what it did for us internationally was invaluable. So I love it. I was with Chip Esten yesterday asking him to do some interviews about the draft because he's performing. And he's still advocating for the city. And so is Callie Corey. So, you know, can't say enough good things about it. But, you know, it was one of those well-timed, you know, next-level kind of things. But it's not the reason. We're doing fine. It's been gone 2 years. We haven't missed a beat.
The British Airways London flight was at May of 2018?
Yes, sir.
What did that mean?
That was probably as big as the TV show. By connecting internationally, by it being an international carrier, not Delta or American, nothing against them. But
British Airways.
The status of having a British Air tail at your airport validated that we were a destination. It's been hugely successful. The best initial market launch in the last 10 years for BA, and they went to 7 days beginning of April from 5 to 7. So that says they like us and it's doing well.
Reading this story, we asked, we got Blake Shelton's Old Red, Dierks Bentley's Whiskey Row, Alan Jackson's, John Rich is gobbling up every little corner there, down there, doing whatever he's doing. Obviously, you got the mainstays like Robert's Westerworld, Tootsie's, the corner there. And then Kid Rock, of course, Kid's an interesting fellow, isn't he?
He's got an edge.
Yeah. Don't think he'll be leading the parade anytime soon.
Probably not.
But that's another story with that. We asked Vince if he was going to have a place downtown. He goes, absolutely not.
No. Well, I don't see Vince doing that.
No. He said, I'm slinging and singing instead of slinging. You know?
I knew he would have a good response. Obviously, more live music. We like. If there's good quality music and no cover charge, that's what Lower Broad's about. I think the star bars will come and go. Some will last. Some will change. But no cover charge and quality live music is the calling card. We don't do a lot with it. I probably like the bars that, like Old Red, where it has its own name. Whiskey Row has its own name.
But you know who owns it.
Yeah, and that's, owning one's great. Trying to become kitschy is not a long-term success story for Nashville. But we welcome the investment.
But the scooters, I'm blaming you for those. Pedal taverns, party tractors, bachelorette groups. Are we still number one in the U.S. in bachelorette?
I think we still hold that crown.
Really? You know, during the summer, that's not a bad thing.
I'm not going to complain about people coming to visit.
Yeah.
We don't recruit them directly.
Can I tell you what I do with the pedal taverns? Because I come down, I do.
Don't honk.
I'm walking downtown, because I work with Tom Morales at Acme. I do a jazz show from the radio there Sunday nights and other things I'm involved with. There'll be a pedal tavern just like if it's going right down the street right here. If you look, the back two tires have a bumper guard, and the person who sits in those seats does not have to pedal. And so I will run out into the street, scream at the top of my lungs, "You're not pedaling!" And then just turn around and walk off. And that's just my crazy way of doing things.
Friendly harassment is welcome.
Yeah.
They're harassing us. We should harass them. Right?
But the John Deere tractor with the...
Off the wagon,
and now the hot tub that's maybe not in use today.
I'd say maybe we're a little out of hand with the number of vehicles. I mentioned earlier we don't recruit or license them, so we're as surprised as anybody when they pop up. But with the growth of the city and the traffic we have and the pedestrian traffic, we got to get our arms around it. It's a subject we're having with in our board and our organization and with the city departments.
Butch Spirit and CEO, Nashville Convention and Visitors Corporation. One more, we'll take this last break and wrap it up. But the voting down of the mass transit plan, I know you were very vocal in its support.
The only thing I could tell you is the people that were pro were right. I don't go a day without somebody making a traffic conversation. We have to deal with it. We got to bite the bullet somewhere, somehow. I don't know what the right plan is. That's not my expertise. But I can tell you, doing nothing is not an option. Or not a good option. It's an option. But I'll be retired if that's the option.
And living down, moving back to Pascagoula. Is your friend listening down at Pascagoula?
Tell me where
His place anyway, and he can go back and listen to the replay.
He says he's tuning in, but Richard Chenoweth has a spot called the Grand Magnolia, great little inn down on the Mississippi coast. Has a restaurant called Scranton's, a couple blocks from the inn. God's Country.
What's the name of it again?
Grand Magnolia and Scranton's Restaurant.
In Pascagoula, Mississippi. And your friend's name?
Richard Chenoweth.
Because he came with you when you did this at the studio about 3 years ago. So, well, good. And I'm that should at least get me an extra room.
It's the only town I think I'm up to talk about on air other than Nashville.
Promoting, oh, yeah. And actually promoting specific locations, too. Yeah. So you want to mention that again? I can get an extra room out of him. No, I'm
Richard
kidding.
Richard Chenoweth. Grand Magnolia.
No, that's fine. That's I don't want to go to jail. Payola. Here we go. All right, let's take a break. We'll be back and wrap it up with Butch Spiridon here in just a few moments.
Inner Zen Outer Beauty, located on the fourth floor of Omni Nashville Hotel, Makara Salon and Spa offers a full-service spa experience. Relax in the luxury of the signature Makara Spa as you're pampered with an ultimate spa experience. Treat yourself to everything from a soothing facial to full salon services in the heart of downtown Nashville. To make an appointment, call 615-761-3600 or visit the Makara Spa on the Omni Nashville website. As always, valet is complimentary, and any service booked Monday through Thursday grants you full access to our rooftop pool and bar.
The Smashville app is your key to all things Nashville Predators. From game day stats and videos to rosters, promotion redemption, and contest information, the Smashville app has all the information Pred fans need this season. Make sure to download the official Smashville app in the Apple App Store or Google Play for access to exclusive game day content, promotions, and easy access to Nashville Predators information. Visit NashvillePredators.com/app for more.
Flat Rock Coffee, Tea, and More, located at 2640 Nolensville Pike, serves fine coffee and tea, locally brewed beer from Black Abbey Brewing Company, as well as fresh prepared food. Large groups are welcome for meetings or parties. They accommodate groups of 2 to 40. Call ahead to reserve your space. Follow them on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram, or visit the web at flatrockcoffee.com. That's Flat Rock Coffee, Tea, and More, where neighbors come together. 2640 Nolensville Pike. Visit flatrockcoffee.com.
In the heart of downtown Nashville, the Southern Steak and Oyster is a unique and animated eatery that offers an authentically Southern adventure with a twist. Whether it be breakfast, lunch, dinner, weekend brunch, the Southern Steak and Oyster has a variety of dining experiences. Visit thesouthernnashville.com to peruse menus, make reservations, purchase unique products, or book business and private parties. Located at 153rd Avenue South, the Southern Steak and Oyster offers free valet or validated self-parking. Give the Southern Steak and Oyster a call at 615-724-1762 or visit thesouthernnashville.com.
With more than 15,000 apartments, you know that Freeman Webb apartment communities must be managed with expertise by professionals who care about the quality of your residence with upkeep, cleanliness, and safety. Each community enjoys caring on-site property managers and constant communication with the home office. 7 day a week, round-the-clock emergency service, ongoing preventative maintenance, timely response to residents' requests. You'll find each of these well-managed apartments offers a unique style that makes it not just a place to live, but a place you comfortably can call home. For more information, visit FreemanWebb.com. That's FreemanWebb.com.
Hello, I'm Tom Hodges of Goggin Cold Hall, a regional refrigerated company that operates within a 500-mile radius of our home in Smyrna, Tennessee. We're seeking professional drivers to join our family-owned business. Our number one priority of serving our customers is by taking care of our employees first. With a $1,000 sign-on bonus plus a driver referral program, Goggin Cold Hall offers an excellent benefit package with a 401k retirement plan, paid vacations and holidays, insurance options, and a competitive pay structure that includes weekly, monthly, and quarterly bonuses. No Northeast travel, no touch freight, and with our late model Freightliner and Kenworth equipment, we promise to treat you in a first-class manner. If you're interested in joining our family at Goggin Cold Hall, please visit www.goggincold.com. That's www.goggincold.com or call us at 931-225-3873. That's Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town.
Does it have enough? Yes, it does! It's out of here!
Anchor down.
Swing and a miss, strike three. Oh, how about that? Back to the track, to the wall. He leaps, and it's out of here! Let's play tomorrow! Oh, my goodness!
Don't miss a minute of the Commodores in action on the diamond all season long. Right here on your home for Vanderbilt Commodores baseball.
The Vandy Boys play here on Nashville Sports Radio.
Oh,
101 with Greg Pope, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel, Bongo Java, Corey Harrison. We want to thank him, the manager here at Bongo Java. We've done this almost 3 years here, and it's going to – this show, Butch, ends our run here. We'll be back in studio, and we'll be working on some other plans to take our Saturday mornings out on the road. But want to thank Todd Rodermel, area sales and –
Tall Todd.
Yeah, Tall Todd, Todd Rodermel, Music City Todd, former general manager Dan Piotrowski. They had the vision to bringing us in here, and we want to thank everybody. Thank you, Butch, for coming by. Now, is everything in place this week that you can enjoy it?
Not yet, but we're really close.
Yeah. Does it get to a point where you just say, okay, my work is done, I'm going to sit back and watch it, or are people blow you up for every little thing?
Both. You know, when it starts, so noon on Thursday with the fan experience,
yeah,
you can kind of exhale and hope it takes a life of its own. And then 5 o'clock Thursday evening. But I fully expect my phone to blow up a minimum of twice a day with little.
We need twice this. A day? Yeah. Twice a day. What, are you just going to get all 40 of those messages at one time?
Yeah, exactly. That's what's going to happen. When I say blow up, it's not just one text.
Yeah. Like, it blows up. Yeah,
it's an onslaught.
In the weather, I'm glad it wasn't yesterday or Thursday, Friday, Saturday this week. And I know you've been reading Farmer's Almanac since Christmas, right?
Longer. Football fans.
Yeah.
So I'm counting on them to be football fans. If the weather gets a little iffy, ponchos, weather gear, the events, rain or shine, the only wild cards are lightning or really high winds.
But that's not in the forecast, correct?
No. Right now, the long-range forecast, I take it, about 40% chance of rain Thursday later. That'll change again. No lightning that I'm looking at. National Weather Service has been sending us updates for a week now, and will continue through next Sunday.
And he will be working weekends at Channel 4 during weather.
Yeah, if I have to, I will go in and get them to get it right, because I can do it as good as they can.
Butch, thanks, man.
Thanks for having me.
And congratulations, the NFL draft. I'd have never thought it.
You and a lot of us.
Yeah.
Others.
All right, thank you, Butch.
Thanks.
Braves baseball this afternoon, Vanderbilt baseball tonight. Hey, everybody, thank you very much for listening.